Today's daf is Mesechtes Tamid daf Chaf Vav, and we will begin on daf Chaf Hey Amid Beis, the beginning of a new Mesechta, Mesechtes Tamid. So it's a little confusing. It's the beginning of a new Mesechta, but it begins on daf Chaf Hey Amid Beis. So Mesechtes Tamid really doesn't require much of an introduction. The Mesechta deals with the Tamid, the Seder HaAvoida in the Beis HaMikdash that happened on a daily basis, hence the name Tamid. And as we'll see, a lot of the Mishnayos and the Gemaras that we're going to learn mirror Mishnayos and Gemaras that we learned when we were children in Mesechtes Yuma. And that's because Mesechtes Yuma also describes in detail the Seder Avoida that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Mesechtes Yuma focuses on the Seder Avoida that happened on Yom Kippur, on the Yom HaKadosh, Mesechtes Tamid deals with the Seder Avoida that happened Tamid, that happened every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, the Mishnah, the Mesechtes is going to begin with one particular mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah for the Kohanim and the Levim to watch, to protect, to be shomrim for the Beis HaMikdash. The makar to there being a mitzvah shmira on the Beis HaMikdash is a pasuk. It's really several psukim in Parshas Korach. So one of the many places in the Torah where the Torah talks about the job of the Levim and the Kohanim is Parshas Korach, after the fight between Korach and Moshe and Aharon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that obviously, the real Kohen Gadol is going to be Aharon, and Aharon's kahuna and Moshe Rabbeinu's position as Levi is reinforced, it's strengthened in Parshas Korach. One of the psukim are v'nilvu alecha, referring to the Levian, v'shamru es mishmeres oyel moyeg l'chol avoidas ha'oyel. So the pasuk says that one of the jobs of the Levian is v'nilvu alecha, that they're going to attach themselves to the Kohanim. Their job is to help the Kohanim do what they're supposed to do. Specifically, v'shamru es mishmeres oyel moyeg. They should watch, they should protect the oyel moyeg l'chol avoidas ha'oyel. And then the pasuk concludes v'zor lo yikrav alecha. Pasha, the pasuk is saying the shomru is mishmeres ha'yomayit, that there was a mitzvah for the Levim and the Kohanim, really together, the nilvu alecha, the Kohanim and the Levim together should watch, they should protect the ha'yomayit. And then the pasuk concludes with the words v'zor lo yikrav alechem. So if you're being mavasedra, you're learning pasha pshat in the pasuk, it sounds like what the pasuk is saying is that the reason there had to be shomrim of the Beis HaMikdash is so that the Zor shouldn't enter the Beis HaMikdash. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. There's so many halachas of who's allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, how close you're allowed to go. So to make sure that people didn't go past this line, you had to have shomrim. So it was the job of the Kohanim, it was the job of the Levim to make sure that nobody was going to go beyond where they were supposed to go. Stating that, when the Rambam brings the halachas of Shmirah in his Yad Chazaka, in Hilchas Pesach Bchira Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that the mitzvah to watch and protect, so to speak, the Beis HaMikdash was much more than that. Shmiras HaMikdash Mitzvah Saseh. Va'afal pisha ein shom pachad me oyev v'loy mi listem. Even if they're not really watching from anybody, because this, it's, things are good and we're living in peaceful times, it doesn't matter. She'en shmirasay ala kavadoy, because the yisoid of the mitzvah shmir is covered for the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, enei doime palturin she'yesh olav shomrim lepalturin she'en olav shomrim. It's covered. It makes the Beis HaMikdash look like a castle. You have shomrim, guards, people that are watching it. It's simply there for covet. The shmirazu mitzvasa kol alayla, says the Rambam. The mitzvah was to have shomrim there the entire night. Va'shomrim, who were the shomrim? Hei ma kohanim v'alevim, she'nemar atu v'necho itach lifnei oyel moyed. Kolaymar, atem tiyu shomrim loy. Varei nemar v'shomro es mishmeres oyel moyed. That's the pasuk we just quoted. V'nemar, there's another pasuk that the Gemara is going to soon quote. V'hachoynim kedma lifnei oyel moyed mizracha moyesh v'harin uvanav shomrim mishmeres. Says the Rambam, then bitlu shmir azu avru b'loy saseh. If the Kohanim and the Levim didn't do what they were supposed to do, meaning the Yidden in the Beis HaMikdash did not make sure that there were shomrim, if they were mevatel this mitzvah, the over and loy saseh. Shenemar ushmartem es mishmeres hakodesh v'loshin shmira azori. Yishomer pen v'al is always a loshin of loy saseh, and it says the loshin shmira. Shmira is azor. Halamadeto, says the Rambam, she shmirasay mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah to have shomrim, ubitol shmirasay, and if you don't have shomrim, you're over a loy saseh. Either way, with that brief introduction, we begin be'ezus Hashem a new mesechta. Zok the Mishnah b'shloishim mekoymais hakoyhanim shomrim. There were three places in the Beis HaMikdash where the koyhanim are stationed. Now, in terms of the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash that we're going to see in Masechtas Tamid, really the Gemara is going to discuss this in much greater detail in the next Masechta, next week, which is Masechtas Midos. Masechtas Midos is going to go into granular detail, discussing different chambers, and we'll get a much better sense of what the Beis HaMikdash looked like. So for now, we'll sort of go through this quicker, because it's not really the topic of the day. When we learn Masechtas Midos, there the Avoida is to try to understand exactly what these places were and what purpose they served a little bit better. Another thing is that all the different places that are going to be discussed in the Mishnayos and the Gemara is describing Bayis Sheni. So we know that there was a Mishkan, Shleima HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, and B'mher B'yameinu Bayis Shlishi. And not all Beis HaMikdashes and the Mekoymes of Ashrayis HaShechinah were the same. The Mishkan was built to its specifications as outlined in Parashas Truma Tetzaveh V'Kizisa, and you had Bayis Rishon, which is discussed in Malachim Aleph. Bayis Sheni is discussed in Chagai, in Sefer Chagai, and Masechtas Midos and Talmud, and most of what we find in Talmud Bavli with regards to the Beis HaMikdash is a description of what Bayis Sheni looked like. Bayis Shlishi was also discussed by the Nevi'im, Yecheskel HaNavi, many psukim about Bayis Shlishi. But either way, what we're discussing here is specifically Bayis Sheni, which again was very, even Bayis Sheni, there was a before and after. You had Binyan Hurdis. So Hurdis put a lot of money into rebuilding and the Bayis Sheni, and there was the before Hurdis and the after Hurdis. But regardless, what we're discussing over here is Bayis Sheni. So B'shloshim Mekoymes and Bayis Sheni, HaKlihanim, Shemim Beis HaMikdash, HaKlihanim watched, they were Mekayim this mitzvah of Shmirah, Bebeis HaFtinos, Bebeis HaNitzoitz, Ubebeis HaMoiket, Beis HaFtinos, Ubeis HaNoitzitz, HaYu Aliyoiz. So Beis HaFtinos and Beis HaNoitzitz were two floor structures. So there was a Bayis and an Aliyah, so to speak. There was the main floor, and there was the second floor. HaRoivim, Shemim Shah. The Shomrim that were there were children. Beis HaMoiket, which we'll see later, most Rishonim say means they weren't even bar mitzvah yet, which obviously poses the question. If the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Shmirah is a mitzvah saseh, how could you give a child, someone that's not bar mitzvah yet, this task? L'churia being mevatel the mitzvah saseh. If a child does a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. He's not mekayim a mitzvah deraisa. If this is something that is a mitzvah saseh, that you give it to someone that's a bar mitzvah, he's mekayim a mitzvah. You give it to someone that's not a bar mitzvah yet, comes out he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Either way, Beis HaMoiket, what about Beis HaMoiket, the third place, Kippah? It was a place whose roof was shaped like a dome. Ubayis Gadol Haya, it was a very large room. Mukav Roivdin Shel Eved, and there were protrusions of stone that were coming out of the walls, Zikne Beis Av Yishayinim Sham. And the reason you had these protrusions is because the Zikne Beis Av, the Beis Av, those were the Kehanim whose job it was to do the Avodah during that particular time. It was divided by weeks. So the ones whose job it was to do that day or that week, they would sleep on those little things that were popping out of the wall. And they would carry with them the maftechos of the Azorah. The Azorah would be locked and open. It was locked at night, and it was open first thing in the morning. So this was to the outside of the Azorah. They weren't sleeping in the Azorah. This was to the outside of the Azorah. And they had with them the keys of the Azorah. Pirchei Kehuna. What about the Pirchei Kehuna, the younger Kehanim, that were also doing the Avodah? These Pirchei Kehuna, not the Roivim, the Gemara is going to say, that were mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. These were people that were ready bar mitzvah, they're ready, able to do the avodah. They're going to be part of the avodah the next day. But at the same time, they weren't old enough yet to get the covered for them to be able to sleep on a shtickle of bed, on this protrusion that's coming out of the walls of the Beis HaMoiket. So where did they sleep? They also have to go to sleep. So ish kesusei baretz, they would sleep on the ground together with their clothing. Now the Mishnah clarifies that they weren't allowed to sleep in the Big Day Kodesh. You were not allowed to sleep in the Big Day Kuna. And look, how you pushed in, they would take the clothing off, they would put it underneath their head, which the Gemara is going to discuss in great detail, and they would put on their own clothing, meaning they weren't allowed to sleep in the Big Day Kahuna. They would have to take the Big Day Kahuna off. Pasha, the Mishnah seems to say they would put the Big Day Kahuna underneath their head, almost like a pillow, and instead they would put on whatever clothing they brought with them. What if one of the Kohanim became Tomei Tumas Keri? The halacha is, a Keri is Tomei. He's so Tomei that he's not allowed to be in the Azara. So the first thing this Kohen had to do is he had to toivel, says the Mishnah. He would go downstairs to a tunnel that was underneath the Azara. And there were candles lit, no electricity. Until he came to the mikvah. So the mikvah was underground. It was in the tunnels. And there was a Beis HaKiseh there as well. And it was referred to as a Beis HaKiseh Shel Kavod. What was the Kavod? Zeh HaYikvayde. The Kavod was Matzino, Biyadua Sheyesh Amadam. Pasuach, Biyadua Sheyesh Amadam. Pasha, what made it a Beis HaKiseh Shel Kavod was that there was a lock. So we take for granted, today we have locks on our bathrooms, but it wasn't always like that. There were outhouses. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Beis HaKiseh Shel Kavod. You were able to lock it. So if somebody was in the Beis HaKiseh, he was protected. Nobody was going to walk in. Thus, it was a Beis HaKiseh Shel Kavod. Yorat v'toval. Allah v'nistapeg. So this Koyen, who was Ira Keri, he goes downstairs. He's toival in the mikvah. And he dries himself off. V'nischamim keneged ha'madura. And it was cold. So there was a madura there. There was a big fire. And he would be able to go there and warm himself up. And then he would go back upstairs to the Beis HaMoikid, which is where all the other Kehanim were. Until they opened up this Shaharim. When they opened up the gates, then he would leave. Now the truth is, it's a very big Kiddush. Because the Baal Keri is Tame. Because he's Tame, therefore he had to immediately go downstairs underneath the Azara. By the way, clearly suggesting, as the Gemara is going to say soon, that the Mechilois, the tunnels underneath the Azara, didn't have Kedushas Azara. Because if they had the same Kedushas Azara, they might as well make the mikvah ground floor. Why is it underground? Obviously, because halachically, it was better for the Baal Keri to go underground. So here's the question. Even after he toivels, he's still Tameh. He's what's known as a Tful Yoim. So if he's still Tameh, he's a Tful Yoim, how does he have a right to wait now? He was Ira Keri in the middle of the night. How does he have a right to wait until the crack of dawn when they open up the Sha'arim? Now I understand, he's trapped, he's there. But shouldn't there be a halacha that they have to open up the gates of the Haravais? Let him leave. Baal Keri in halacha is sent out of the Beis Machnos. He can't be a Machne Shechina, he can't be a Machne Leviyah either. The Azor was Machne Shechina, the Haravais was Machne Leviyah. So there should be a din that he should have to leaves. He's not in the Azara. He's to the outside of the Azara, but he's on the Harabayas. So shouldn't it be Allah? He should have to leave the Harabayas. It's a big kasha that the Rishonim discuss. But either way, Mishu Roitz Litroim Es HaMizbeach. If somebody wanted now to do the first Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So what was the first Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash? It was the Chumas HaDeshen. Mashkin v'toivol. So any kohen that wanted to participate, have a chance, as we'll see soon, it was decided through a goyro. But if somebody wanted to even be part of the goyro, so what he had to do was, he had to be ready. He had to be ready for when the memuna, the person that's going to make the goyro, comes. What does it mean now to be ready? Yes, the toivol. Mashkin v'toivol. Now, why do you have to toivol? So, okay, you have to go to the mikvah before you do a mitzvah. No, because the halacha is ein adam nichnas la'azara afilu tahar ad sheyitva. The halacha is you weren't allowed to enter the azara until you toivel. Obviously, whoever was going to do the Trumas HaDeshen was going to enter the azara. The Trumas HaDeshen was done on the Mizbeach HaChitzan, which was in the azara. So any person that wanted a chance to participate in the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen would have to toivel first. Actually, Avam Mamuna. So he had to go to the mikvah before the Mamuna came. When did the Mamuna come? They didn't know. Like call me eat them shavos. So as precise as so much of what happened in the Beis HaMikdash was, when the Mamuna showed up was actually not so precise. Pamim shubami kreisak ever. Sometimes he came when the rooster did his thing. Oh, some are in front of a machrev. Some is a little earlier. Some is a little later. And the Mishnah says Masechtas Yuma that Shabbos Yontif. There were different tkufas when the Mamuna would come during different times. Either way, when the Mamuna came, Hamamuna above a dafak aleim, he would knock on the door. They poschuloi, they would open. Amalehem, he would say Misha Tova, whoever toivled, yavai v'yafis. He can come and he can participate in the Geirul. Hefisu, they made the Geirul. Misha Zacha, Zachabai, and whoever won, he was the one that won. Either way, that's the first Mishnah in Masechtas Tamid. But regardless, what was the first halacha of the first Mishnah in Masechtas Tamid? B'shloisha mekoymos, in three places, ha-koyhanim shoymrim be-beis ha-mikdash. The truth is that this line, b'shloisha mekoymos, ha-koyhanim shoymrim be-beis ha-mikdash, is also the opening to Masechtas Midas. So two Masechtas begin with the same exact line. B'shloisha mekoymos, ha-koyhanim shoymrim be-beis ha-mikdash, that's the first line of Masechtas Tamid. It's also the first line of Masechtas Midas. But Masechtas Midas continues. Sechtes Midas says, "B'shloisha mekoymos hakvihanim shaymer bebeis hamikdash, bebeis avtinos, bebeis anitzos, bebeis hamoytus, v'halavim v'esrim v'echad malkim, and the levim in 21 places." So really, there were 24 stations in the Beis Hamikdash where there were shaymer. Our Mishnah mentioned three. The Mishnah in Sechtes Midas Rabbeinu mentions the other 21. Our Mishnah is focusing on the Kehanim. So there were three places where the Kehanim did it. The Beis Avtinas, the Beis Anitzas, the Beis Amoike. But there were another 21 places where the Leviim would do it. Says the Gemara, Minohani Mili. Pashuk, the Gemara's question is, Minohani Mili, how do you know that there's a mitzvah to have Shomrim? Now really, what the Gemara could have, would have, and should have brought was the pasuk that we opened up our introduction with, the pasuk that all the Rishonim quote, and that is, it says, "V'shamru es mishmeres oyomoyed." That's the pasuk that the Rambam brings. It's a pasuk that clearly says there's a mitzvah esel doiris v'shamru es mishmeres oyomoyed. Doesn't mean watch the oyomoyed. What it means is that there should be shayim, but that's not the pasuk that the Gemara brings. I'm Rabbi Yomakro. It's learnt out from the following pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar. The pasuk over there is describing the Yidden in the Midbar, and it says, "V'achoinim lifnei hamishkon." So the Mishka was set up, and all the Degolim and the Machnois, who was where, says the Pasuk, Moshe v'Aharon uvanav, Shomrim mishmeres hamikdash, l'mishmeres b'nei Yisrael, and again, v'hazara karev yumos. Fascinating. So the Pasuk says that when the Mishkan was set, there station now, Api Hashem Yachanu, their station, so as part of the formation, Moshe, Aharon uvanav, was Shomrim Mishmeres HaMikdash. And they had to be at a certain part, to the east, they had to be with, their job was to what? To watch the Mishkan. Zok, the Gemara, so what do you see from here? There's a mitzvah of Shmira. And by the way, that pasuk also says, why Vazara Karev Yumas? Sounds like it's a time of the Krah. Again, that what was the main purpose of having Shomrim? The main purpose was to make sure the Tzar doesn't enter. Right? The Rambam says it's much more than that. But the bottom line is that it's a Mefurish Apostle in Parshas Bamidbar. You see, Maisa Shahoya, Kachoya. That's the way it was when the Yidden were in the Midbar. Now, first glance, you'll tell me that was the Mishkan. This is the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rosh asks the Kasha, and the Rosh says, based on a Gemara that says, Mishkan Ikri Mikdash, and Mikdash Ikri Mishkan, by Yisrishim, by Yisheni. So there's a lot of raid on this, but the bottom line is that Pashit, we're learning a halacha, l'doyrois, to the Beis HaMikdash, from the Mishkan. So this is the Gemara. It's true from there, you have a Makar, that is a mitzvah Shri Miru, skip those next three words, Masni, says the Gemara that the Minani Mili is deeper than that. It's not just looking for a Makar, how you know that there's a mitzvah of Shemirah. For that, you have this pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar. For that, you have even a better pasuk. You have the pasuk of Parshas Korach, the Shamru es Mishmeres Oyomoyed. The question was something else. The question wasn't even a question on our Mishnah. It was a question on the Mishnah Masechtas Midas, where the Mishnah says there were three places where the Kehanim watch, and there were 21 places where the Leviim watch, which is Mashma, Kehanim Luchud, the Leviim Luchud. Three places, Beis Avtinas, right, Beis Amoyed, three places where the Leviim did it, and then you have all the other places that are mentioned in the Mishnah Masechtas Midas with regards to where the Kehanim used to watch. And the question is, Minani Mili, that the Leviim and the Kehanim had to be in two separate places. And it was even more than just the Minhani Mili. Right, Minhani Mili is, how do you know? What's the Makar? No, there's a little of a tifkeit in the Minhani Mili. Because this pasuk would seem to suggest just the opposite. The ilu kra, kehanim ve-leviim, behadi adodiksev. Doesn't the pasuk sound like the kehanim and the leviim were together? Again, what does the pasuk say? It says, v'achoynim lifnei ha-mishkan kedma, lifnei ha-yomoyed, mizracha, moyshe v'harin uvanav. To the mizrach of the mishkan, yet shoymrim. They were Mishmeres Mishmeres HaMikdash Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael. Who were they? Moshe, who was a Levi, Aaron Ivanov, who were Kehanim. So doesn't the Pasuk seem to say beforeish that they were all together? Zok the Gemara, Amri, no, you have to understand. What the Pasuk means to say is as follows. V'achoyim lufnei ha-mishkan keid malufnei al-moyed mizrocha Moshe, kama, v'hadar. And then the second part of the pasuk is Va'aharon uvanav shomrei mishmeres hamikdash. You have to put a comma in the pasuk again. Va'choinim lifnei hamishma kedmo lifnei oyomoyed mizracha Moshe. Period. Moshe is a Levi. Moshe at his place where he watched Va'aharon uvanav shomrei mishmeres hamikdash from Bnei Yisrael. That's the second place. Says the Gemara. Aharon bechad makom uvanav mishnei mikoymes. And by the way, and if that's the case, then says the Gemara. How do you know that? Meaning, at first glance, it seems like a very doichik thing, a way to read the pasuk. So the Gemara says, because really the pasuk is a little wordy. And then again, the shomrim. The truth, the teretz is, says the Gemara, there's like a resha and a sefer to the pasuk. The choinim is referring to Moshe, Aharon uvanav, That's the Shomer. But either way, so this pasuk isn't just a makar that there was a mitzvah of Shmirah. This pasuk is a makar that the Levim and the Kehanim had the mitzvah of to be Shomer. And this pasuk is also a makar. This pasuk is also a makar that Kehanim l'chud, the Levim l'chud. Says the Gemara, Ema kulu b'chad makum l'chude. How do you know that Aharon and Zbonov all had to be in different places? If anything, doesn't it sound like Aharon and Zbonov were together? Now, the Mishnah says the Kehanim was Shomrim b'shloisha mekaymos. Sounds like three Kehanim in three different places. This pasuk is giving us a lot of information. You see Levim and Kehanim. You also see three Kehanim, Aharon Uvonov, Kishmak. But the Aharon, doesn't it sound like they're all together? So the Gemara says two terusim to that. Number one, loisolka daitach kemoisha. It sounds like we're equating Moshe on the one hand to Aharon Uvonov. And ma Moshe bechad makom luchudei, just like Moshe was in one place, af Aharon uvanav bechad makom luchudei. Aharon and each one of his sons were also in their own place. Rav Ashi Amar Mesefer Dekra, it says Shomrim Mishmeres Hamikdash leMishmeres Bnei Yisrael. Three words of Shmira. Shomrim is one, Mishmeres is two, leMishmeres is three. That's how you know the Kehanim had to be in three places. Either way, so the Gemara began with Menani Mili. How do you know that there's a mitzvah for the Kehanim to be Shomrim in three places? And we said right away that the most obvious makar you would think is the pasuk of Parshas Korach. It says, V'shamru es mishmeres al yomai. That's a pasuk that is clearly talking like a mitzvah, so I say, it's a sivui. Gemara doesn't bring that pasuk. Gemara brings the pasuk of Parshas Bamidbar. When the Maisa Shahoyah Kachoyah, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, Moshe, Aharon, Uvanov, they were to the east of the Mishkan, when it was Alpi Hashem Yachinu, when they were resting. See, you see from here, Moshe was a Levi, Aharon, Uvanov, Kehanim. Thus, the mitzvah, the makar to the mitzvah Shmir. Why didn't the Gemara bring the pasuk that says mitzvah saseh? That's the first pasuk. Rambam actually brings both pasukim in Hilchos Beis Abchira. But the first pasuk is the mitzvah saseh. You're bringing a makar from a pasuk that says that they observed the mitzvah saseh? Bring the mitzvah saseh, the tzivay Hashem. The tzivay Hashem is not the pasuk that the Gemara brought. That was it's very nice day. Yeah, Moshe and Aharon, they fulfilled what Hashem asked them to do. That's the pasuk. No, bring the pasuk that says that there's a mitzvah. Yeah, the Habamim and Moshe and Aharon wouldn't have done it. That's not the makar. The makar is the pasuk. The makar is that you want to know that there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to bring Vasuli Mikdash Veshachanti Besoichai, or you're going to bring that Betzalu went and he built the Beis HaMikdash. No, you're going to bring Vasuli Mikdash. This is the Makar that there's a mitzvah. The Minani merely that there's a mitzvah Shmira is not Parshas Bamidbar, it's Parshas Korach. The Teretz says, because there's a lot more information that we get from Parshas Bamidbar. The Minani merely, after further review, is not just how do you know there's a mitzvah Shmira. Minani merely that there's a mitzvah Shmira. Minani merely that three Kehanim. Minani merely that the three Kehanim had to be in three different places. That you all see from this pasuk in Parashas Bamidbar. In Parashas Bamidbar, you see there were Levim and there were Kehanim. Moshe was a Levi, Aharon and Levon were Kehanim. How many Kehanim? You see three. It's three. How do you see three Kehanim? Because Aharon, Uvadim. You also see that the three Kehanim had to be in three separate places. Like the Mishnah says, V'veisav Tinos, V'veisav Nitzoyts, V'veisav Moiket. How do you know that? So the Gemara struggles for that a little bit. But at the end of the day, it sounds like Aharon, Uvadim, I compare to Moshe. Moshe's in one place, Aharon, and each one of his sons are in one place. Or the three mentions of the word Shmira. Either way, Zok, the Gemara, Vayte, V'veisav Tinos, V'veisav Nitzoyts. So the Mishnah said, regarding the physical nature of Beis Avtinos and Beis Nitzoyts, that they were aliyos. They were aliyos. And the shomrim there weren't kehanim that were fit yet to do the avodah. Haroivim shomrim sham. Says the Gemara, Iba Yiluhu, aliyos mamish have oidilma da have givi migba kaliyos. Were they really two-story buildings, like habayis va'aliyah? Or no, it was one building, it just had a very high ceiling. And because it had a very high ceiling, if you were going to stand on top of it, it was like you were standing on top of a two-floor building. But really, it didn't have a downstairs and an upstairs. As the Gemara Toshma, even though in our Mishnah it's a little bit unclear, but it's a Mefurish, a Mishnah right at the beginning of Masechtes Midos. It says over there, the Tanan, Shabetzofoin Shar HaNitzus, Kemin Achsadra Hoyo. So the Shar HaNitzus was built like an Achsadra. The Aliyah is what we need, Benuya Al Gaba. And there was an aliyah, there was a second floor that was built on top of it. Shakihanim Shomrim Milmalo, Valamiyah Milmato. And the Kehanim were on top, that's what the Mishnah says, the Roivim, they were on the top floor, and the Leviyah were Milmato, Upasachoy, and it opened up to the Chol. Bottom line is, it's Mefurish, that it was literally a two-story structure. And in fact, the Kehanim and the Levium both watched. This was a place that overlapped with the Kehanim and the Levium in terms of the Shemirah. So the Kehanim were on top, like the Mishnah says. The Raven were on, well, Maila. But no matter, there were Levium watchmen. Not immediately. How do you know that there were places in the Beis HaMikdash where Kehanim and Levium both watched in the same place? Meaning, we just spoke about how the Kehanim Luchod and the Levium Luchod. But here you see that even though they're not literally in the same Dalet Amos, you're on the main floor, he's on the top floor, but there's some proximity here to where the Kehanim and the Levium are watching. So the Gemara has also learned that from a pasuk. And here the Gemara quotes Perek Yud Ches, Parshas Korach, those psukim. It says, Vayomer Hashem al Aharon, Hakreiv itach, v'ilavu alecha v'yishar sucha. That the Levium should be there, like the word Levi suggests, ati yilavu ishi, that they should be there to be come along with you, to assist you with what you need. It's referring to your avod. Maybe it means they should do their own thing. It says already another pasuk that says that they should be involved in watching, and in watching in their own place. That extra pasuk is coming to tell me that the Levium, not only did they have a mitzvah of Shmira, but they had a mitzvah to watch in the same place that the Kehanim were watching. They should be there, help you watch in the same place that you're watching. What does that mean? Not physically in the same place. Okay, so Kehanim Shoyim Mil Mala, Ulevim Mil Matos. So again, the Mishnah mentioned three places where the Kehanim used to watch. Bebeisavtinas, ubeveis hanitzoitz, ubeveis hamoiked. Says the Gemara, the chad shomer would have a beis hamoiked. Was there only one shomer in the beis hamoiked? I'll ask you a question. There were two shomer in the beis hamoiked. Pasuach lechel. They both opened up to the chel. Again, more about that in Masech Tismidus. The echa pasuach lazar. So one opened to the chel. The other one opened to the lazar. Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, b'zeshen chnasim lazara pishpash katan hayala. That the beis hamoiked, which was attached to the Azara, had a door, again, one shar opened up to the Azara, the other one opened up to the other side. That was a part of the Harabayas that didn't have Kedusha. But next to the big gate that went from the Beis HaMoiked into the Azara, there was also a Pishpash Katan. Pishpash is a door. There was a small door that also opened up there. Shabay Nechnasim Livloi Shazara. We'll see more about that. That the Kohen, whose job it was to make sure that everything was okay in the Azara, he wouldn't open up the big shas in the middle of the night. Somebody's doing rounds in the Azara to make sure that everything is besayed there. So he didn't open up the big, he would have woken everybody up. So it was, he had a small door, that's how he would get in and out. But what's the bottom line? You see over here that there were two Sha'arim. And the question is, if there were two Sha'arim, there should have been two Sha'arim. So we'll see when the Gemara is going to discuss the 21 places that the Levium used to watch, it was related to the Sha'arim. Every gate, for the most part, had a Shomer. So the question is, if there were two Sha'arim, shouldn't there have been two Shomerim? Yet we find that there was only one Shomer, right? The Mishnah says there was one Kayan who watched by the Beis HaMoiked. Kasha is, if there's two gates, there should be two Shomerim. I'm Rabbi, keeping the Gabi Adodi Kaimi, being that they were right next to each other, Saglu B'chad Shomer, so all it needed was one Shomer. Mukav Roivdin Shal Evans. We said that there were Roivdin, there were stones that were protruding from the wall of the Azar, of the Beis HaMoiked, which is where the Ziknei Beis Av, the older Kayanim. So, right, they had to sleep in the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak, because the next morning they have to be ready to do the Avod, right? They didn't show up 5 o'clock in the morning. That's not the way it worked. They stayed asleep in the Beis HaMikdash. So where did they sleep? So the younger Chevra slept on the floor. The older people slept on these Roivdim. Says the Gemara, Roivdim, what exactly are they? Says the Gemara, Gizrisa d'itztapsa. These were stones that were chiseled out, and they were done in a way that it was wide enough for the Kohanim, they had to sleep there to be able to sleep. The Sokol with its tapso. It also served another purpose, like steps. If somebody, it was so just picture steps, you have these stone steps. Is that something you're allowed to do? Folks, if the pasuk says, Evan Shleima, this is a Melacham Aleph, which means it's talking about Bayis Rishoy. Maso Nivne Umakovis, that's the end of the pasuk. You couldn't hear a Kli Barzel.
the Shamir, etc. Now, even though this is Bayis Rishon, and we just said in our introduction, we're talking about Bayis Sheni, but it's Mestaber, if Kol Kli Barzol Nishma Bayis Behi Banoisei Frek the Gemara, but some of Bayis Sheni was the same way. So how were they able to chisel these stones? The Gemara says, oh, very simple. Teretz, Amar Abaya, the Mesakni, Umaisim, Yikor, Abner Zuchus of Avi Rab Musa. They would do is they would chisel on the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't say they weren't allowed to use chisel stones. Doesn't say they had to use Evan Shleima. They could use whatever they want. They just couldn't do that work. The point is, Kol Kli Barzol Nishma Babayas. You didn't hear it in the Makom HaMikdash. It didn't sound like a construction site. That's the point of the pasuk, but not that the stones had to be. There wasn't a halach of zav tar miksha that's how every single stone had to be used. And Kedachsev, the Gemara says, in fact, it's mashma that way from the pesukim because it says avnei eser amos va'avnei shmoyna amos. What they punked found 10 amos and 8 amos. It was built so to specification. How in the world were they supposed to find these stones if they didn't chisel it? So obviously they had people whose job it was to cut the stones in a way that they were going to use it based on Hakol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem, based on the Nevuah, whatever it dictated the size of these stones had to be. It just so happens. Kol Kli Barzol Nishma Vayis Babi. No, it's the same thing over here. They took the stones from outside, they put it in, they affixed it to the wall, and that's how they were able to have whatever they had. Ziknei Beisav Yishenim Shamsa. The Ziknei Beisav, they used to sleep on these stones. Why couldn't they just bring beds? Amar Abaya, Lav Oirich Aru, La Yulei Mitois, Lo Beis HaMikdash. And again, just to be clear, they weren't sleeping in the Azara. The Beis HaMoiked was attached to the Azara. It had a gate and a door that opened right into the Azara. It could be there was even a part of it that overlapped with the Azara. We'll see this in Masechtas Midas. The part that they slept on for sure was not part of the Azara. Ein yeshiva ba'azara, ela l'machus beistavu b'lavad. You certainly can't sleep in the Azara. It's obvious. The point is that you're still in the Beis HaMikdash, you're still in the Harabayas. I mean that you're still in the Harabayas. Lav oirech aro la yule mitos the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah said, Pirchei Kohuna, where did the Pirchei Kohuna sleep? Ish kesusai ba'aretz. Says the Gemara, Amai hasam karlu roivim and hacha karlu Pirchei Kohuna. Frank the Gemara, the Mishnah, literally the first five lines of the Mishnah, so it said, "B'shloishim akoyim esakhan v'shloim beis hamikdash, beis avtinas, beis anitzes, beis hamoike, beis avtinas, beis anitzes, hoyu aliyos, haroivim shloim v'shap." Two-story buildings, two-story structures, and the roivim, the young kehanim, used to watch there. Then it said, "Beis hamoike keeper, ubayis kadal hoyu mukar roivim shalavnei, zikne beis avi shenim v'sham, umavzulina, and pirchei kohuna ish ksusei baretz." So the Mishnah, literally in its opening lines, mentioned the young kehanim twice. Once it refers to them as roivim. And the second time it refers to them as Pirchei Kohuna. When does it refer to them as Roivim? The ones that watched on the top of Beis Avtinas and Beis Anitzaitz. When do we refer to them as Pirchei Kohuna? When it says that, where did they sleep? So the older ones, the younger ones, the Pirchei Gemara, Akasha, why over here? Maishna, Hacha, Hasam Karlu Roivim, and Hacha Karlu Pirchei Kohuna. So the Gemara says, Amri, it's two different groups of young Kayanim. There's young and there's young, right? Not all young people are the same age. Hasam Dolei Matu Lemever Avoida. And the way the Mefarish and the Rosh explains is those Roivim, the ones that were watching on the top of Beis Avtinos and Beis Anitzaitz, they were too young to even do the Avoida. They couldn't do the Avoida. They were able to be Shoimrim, but to do the physical Avoida, that's something they weren't allowed to do. Karulu Roivim. And the reason is because Roivim means a Yeled. It means a child that's not even Bar Mitzvah. Hacha Demati Lohulim Eved Avoida. These were already Kayanim. They're sleeping in the... Why are they sleeping in the Beis HaMoiked? Because they want to be around for the Goyrol the next day. They're younger. They're Pirchei Kun is like Bachrim. They're younger. They're a little bit younger, but they're not children. Karuluhu Pirchei. That's why they're referred to as Pirchei Exhale. So just one ha'ara, as it relates to the halacha of the mitzvah of shmirah in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is a kasha from the Rogach of a Goyim, the Tzofnas Panech. But first, a little bit of an introduction. So the Rambam, we said, in the beginning of the eighth parak of Hilchas Beis HaBchira, brings the mitzvah of shmirah, the first sugya here in Masechtas Midos. Says the Rambam, shmirah HaMikdash, mitzvah saseh. And the Rambam says again, v'avol pi she'en shom pachad me'oyev, v'loy milistim, doesn't matter. She'en shmirosay elo kovadloy, because ein oidoy me'palturim she'esh olav shayrim, le'palturim she'en olav shayrim. And then the Rambam says, u'shmirozu mitzvah sakol halayla. This mitzvah of shmirah is kol halayla. It's meduyik very much in the Rambam that the mitzvah of shmirah was only at night. The Rambam says, "Ushmirasa shmirazu mitzvasa kol halayla." He's inclusive in terms of kol alayla, but at the same time, he's exclusive because the Rambam's saying it's only by night. It sounds like there was no mitzvah to do shmirah by yom. The mitzvah was only by layla. The Chinuch says the same thing. A mitzvah shim peches. The Chinuch very often follows the Rambam, but either way, the shmirah says and it's tavu akoyan v'alaviim lishmer hamikdash v'loleches svivoy tamid bechol layla v'layla. Kol halayvo, and like the Rambam says, Shmira zuhu kidei lechabdai uleroimamoy ulefaharoy. But either way, the mitzvah was to do a dafka balayla. If you look in the Mefarish in the beginning of Masechtas Tamid, and the Rosh in the beginning of the Masechtas Tamid as well, they both say that the mitzvah of Shmira was to do it both during the day and by night. The Lashon of the Rosh, the first Rosh in the Masechta was that what was the idea of doing Shmira? Shelo yasichu daita mimenu, loy bayoyim v'loy balayla, kidechsiv beyahoyodam, melachim beis perik yod alef, ushmartem es mishmeres habayis meisach. You can't have Hesach Hadas. Just like it can't be Masech Das when you're wearing tefillin, so too there's an idea of no Hesach Hadas from the Beis HaMikdash. And says the Rosh, it's for that reason there was a mitzvah to have Shmira Bayoim and to have Shmira Balayla. But either way, the Mefarish and the Rosh both say in the beginning of Masech Des Tamid that the mitzvah of Shmira was Bayoim or Balayla. The Rambam and the Chinuch both say that the mitzvah was Dafka Balayla. It's interesting, in the Chas Chinuch, in mitzvah Shem Peches brings that the Mishul Melech was very Mayrich in this Mefarish and Rosh, very, very bothered. The mitzvah of Shmira is Bayayim. The mitzvah of Shmira should also be Balayla. And then the Mechas Chinuch says, V'gam ro'isi b'seifer ber sheva, b'firish mesechtes tomit kan, she'tom ala Mefarish. Again, the Mefarish that says the mitzvah of Shmira is Bayayim u'Balayla. The Kosev, and he said, the dover zeh lo yhoye v'lo nivra. Very sharp. Lo yhoye v'lo nivra, it's not true. The mitzvah Shmira is like the Rambam said. It's only Balayla. It's not supposed to be Bayayim u'Balayla. The Mechas Chinuch says that it's interesting. Mishlo Melech and the Be'er Sheva, they can't understand the Shita, the Mefarish Shita of the Rosh, that was Bayayim u'Balayla. Dover is that lo yhoye v'lo nivra. He says, L'idi tzarechin adarabam, you know, and deyne ala Balayla. He says, I can't figure out how the Rambam knew it was only by night. Mechatesi. He says, if the idea is covet, what? It's not covet to have shomrim during the day? And not just that, the Rambam says mefurish, because eino doyme palturim sheyesh alav shomrim, le palturim sheyein alav shomrim. Says the Michas Chinuch, upuk chazi. He says, you're not sure? Go visit a castle. Go to a palace. Go meet a king. You're going to see the shomrim by day also. I think by day you could just walk in. No, you have shomrim by yom, you have shomrim by laila. So if the Rambam says it's because eino doyme palturim sheyesh alav shomrim, le palturim sheyein alav shomrim, says the Mechas Chinuch, he doesn't understand why it should be only balayla. Regardless, the Rambam Shita is Ushmira zu mitzvasa kol halayla. Either way, on that note, with that very, very brief introduction, Frank the Rogach of a guy in a festakasha. We know that the Kehanim did avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The Levim also did avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. What was the job of the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara Masechtas Eruchin Daf Yud Aleph says that really all the jobs of the Levim, the Beis HaMikdash, could be divided into two groups. There were Levim that were Meshayrim, and there were Levim that were Shayarim. The Meshayrim were the Levim that used to sing. Levim Beshirim of Zimram. They used to sing at the time that certain karbanos were brought. There's a mitzvah, Shira. Shira was done dafko at the time that they brought the Nisuch HaYayin. But there were certain times that there was a mitzvah to have Shira in the Beis HaMikdash. And even though avodas primarily were done by the Kayanim, the mitzvah Shira wasn't the job of the Kayanim. The mitzvah Shmira was actually the job of Levim. So there were Levim that were Meshayrim. The Gemara says that there were other Levim who had a different job. Their job was to be Shayarim. What does it mean to be Shayarim? Literally, in English, they were gatekeepers. That was their job. Their job was to be the gatekeepers. They opened up the Azara in the morning. They closed the Azara at night. And Kipshutai, they also had to be Shayarim. B'chof Aleph Mekoyma is the Levium with Shayarim. The Kohanim watched in three places. The Levium in 21 places. We're going to see when we learn the Mishnah, the Masechtas Tamid. We'll see it on the next daf, much clearer. Most of the places that the Levium were stationed was by the gates. They watched the Sha'arim. They were Shayarim. They had to open and close the doors. They also had to be Shayarim. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Tamid. It's a halacha psukah. It's learned out from psukim in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu did it. That's where it's learned out from. So either way, there were Levim that were Meshayarim. There were Levim that were Shayarim. The Gemara says in Masechtas Erechin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that any Levi whose job it was to be from the Meshayarim wasn't allowed to be from the Meshayarim. And any Levi whose job it was to be from the Meshayarim wasn't allowed to be. The Gemara tells a story. Ma'isa b'Reb Shua ben Chananya. The great Rabbi Yeshua, Shalach Lesayeya, he was a Levi. And he went to assist Bahagofas Dalsois Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada was also a Levi. He was one of the Mashayarim. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya went to assist. He wanted to help him open and close the gates. Amaloi. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada told Rabbi Yeshua, Bini. Yeshua must have been young then. Bini, my son. Chazor lachayrecho. No. You can't touch the gates. Sha'atom in Amishayarim, the Levin Amishayarim. Because you're from the Mashayarim. You're not from the Mishayarim. And as a result, this is something that you're not allowed to do. In fact, the Gemara goes so far as to say, there's a Manama that says that if one of the Mishayarim sings, or one of the Mishayarim opens and closes the gates, he's Chayv Misa. And the Rambam brings this, that the Mishayarim and the Mishayarim, they were like Zorim, clapping the other one. So basically, you were a Levi, you got to pick a job. Do I want to be from the Mishayarim, or do I want to be from the Mishayarim? But it was impossible to do both. With that, says the Ragach of a Goy in Chabad Bambekasha. The Gemara Mesachtes Erechin, same sugya. Dafir Aleph Amr Aleph says, how do you know that the Levim's job was to be from the Mishayarim? And the Gemara brings 10 Mekayris, 10 Mar Mekayris, that it was the Levim that used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, not the Koyhanim. The 8th Makar that the Gemara brings, Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omar. He said the Makar is as follows. It says, Moshe Yedaber, V'alikim Yanenu Bekoil. Pasha, this is by the Aseres Hadibris, Moshe Yedaber, V'alikim Yanenu Bekoil. Said the Gemara, Chananya, who was a nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, presumably also a Levi, Al Iske Koil. You know what this is referring to? This means something else. Because Moshe Ben was a Levi. And he was coming to tell Moshe, Moshe Yedaber V'alikim Yanenu Bekoil, super duper drasha. There, Kadosh Baruch was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, your koil has a tachlis in the avoda because you're a Levi. You have a mitzvah to sing. Said the Ragach of a Goy, and it sounds like from the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu was from the Mishayarim. If that's the case, he says it's the Chapela. Because our Gemara said here in the beginning of Masechtus Tamid that when the pasuk says that who was stationed to the east of the Mishkan, it was Moshe Aharon Uvanov. Moshe Lachud, Aharon Uvanov Lachud, they were Shoyman, they weren't poked there, they were being Mekayim the Mitzvah. They were being Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Shamros Mishmeres Ayel Mayed. This is a Mitzvah's Esed Deiraisa, like the Rambam says. And that's what they were going ahead to observe. And who observed it? The Kehanim and the Levim. This is the way it's supposed to be Ladiris. Moshe was a Levi, he was Lachud, Aharon Uvanov Lachud. Comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu was from the Shoyman. And here you have a Gemara, Moshe Yedaber, V'lekim Yanenu B'kol, the Ebeshah told Moshe Rabbeinu, go sing in the Beis HaMikdash. It sounds like the Moshe Rabbeinu was from the Mishayarim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was from the Mishayarim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was from the Shoyarim. It's the Chapela. How could you be from the Mishayarim and from the Shoyarim? The Gemara says that if a Mishayar is from the Shoyarim, he's Chayv Misa. If the Shoyarim is from the Mishayarim, he's Chayv Misa. How could Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a Levi, be both from the Mishayrim and the Shayrim? In Erech in Daf Yud Aleph, it's Mavur that Moshe Rabbeinu was from the Mishayrim. Moshe Yedaber V'lekim Yanenu B'kol Iske Kol. He was being told that he should have a mitzvah to go ahead and sing in the Beis HaMikdash. And then in Masechtes Tamid, today's Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, it's a Mavur Shagamar that we learn the mitzvah of Shmir in the Beis HaMikdash from Moshe Aharon Uvanov, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a mitzvah of Shmir. That means he was from the Shayrim. So Luchura, how could Moshe Rabbeinu have been from the Mishayrim and at the same time have been from the Shayrim? Azoyet the Rogach of a Goyim Gefrekt. And the Rogach of a Goyim said a beautiful teretz. He said that the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Shmira is Kol HaLaila. So when did they watch in the Beis HaMikdash? It was Dafka at night. When did they sing in the Beis HaMikdash? When did the Mishayrim do what they had to do? Dafka? By day. How do we know that? Because it was B'shas Avoida. And Avoida had to be done during the day. Haktaras Emurim is the only thing that was done at night. Other than that, all the avoidas had to be done during the day. If that's the case, it comes out that the job to be shoyim the Beis HaMikdash and to sing did not happen at the same time. So the Ragach of a Goyim said that yesh loymar, that when the Gemara says that it's aser for one of the Mishayrim to be from the Shayrim, that's only if it's a job that happens at the same time. So, at the same time that there are Levim being Mishayrim, there are also Levim being Shayrim, so there we have to delineate. If you're from the Mishayrim, you can't be from the Shayrim, and vice versa. But being that over here, the two jobs didn't happen at the same time, because the Shira happened after during the day, and this mitzvah to be from the Shayrim, when did that happen? That happened at night, because we're dealing specifically with the mitzvah of Shmira. That was at night. It could be like, so what does the Gemara mean when it says the Mishayrim can't be from the Shayrim? It means opening and closing the gates. It means the other responsibilities of being the Shayrim. But in terms of this mitzvah, to be from the Shayrim, that to be from the Shoyerim, that wouldn't be an issue. Why? Because it didn't happen at the same time. I think the beer and what the Rogan Chavagoyan said is really based on a Mefurash HaChinuch. We spoke at this Chinuch once. The Chinuch says that he's discussing actually not the mitzvah of Meshoyerim at Meshoyerim, but the idea that a Kohen wasn't allowed to do what a Levi did, and a Levi wasn't allowed to do what a Kohen did. So obviously a Levi is a Zar, Klapi the Avoida. If a Levi would do Zrika, he'd be Chayv Misa, just like a Zar would. But the same is true in the reverse, that a Kohen wasn't allowed to do what the Levi did either. So the Kehanim Luchud and the Levim Luchud. And the Chinuch, a mitzvah Shin Pei Tes. So the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is Shin Pei Ches. This is mitzvah Shin Pei. It's the next mitzvah. Says the Chinuch, Mishroshe HaMitzvah. Levi She'avoida Shtei Kitoi Seilo, Hi Avoida Yikara U'mikudeshes. Each avoid is very, very important. Alkein Tzricha HaMelocha Lihishomer Mo'id Min HaYiyosh Min HaAtzlo VaShikcha. It's very important that the job get done. And whoever's responsible to do this job, not get lazy or not make any mistakes. The ain't suffix, says the Chinuch. That anytime there are two people that jointly are responsible for the same thing, they're much more vulnerable that they're going to make a mistake. Everybody knows this. If two partners together, you have two chefs in a kitchen, it's not going to be hot enough, it's not going to be cold enough. Why? Because everything gets smished, everything gets fadret. The bottom line is, says the Chinuch, that's why, because the job of the Levim and the job of the Kohanim was so chomer, so we don't want it to turn into a kederi debei shutfi. So you know what we said? Kohanim, you do what you do. Levim, you do what you do. And by the way, Kohanim are not allowed to do what the Levim can't do what the Kohanim. And even within the world of Kohanim, it was broken down to different mishmaros, and within each mishmaros there was a beisav. It had to be very specific. Tell me what to do and when to do it, and then there's a chance it'll get done. But you tell all the kohanim to do it, even kohanim's reason, hey, we're worried. There's a chance it's not going to happen. That's why the Chinuch says it's so important. L'chayra, this idea that the mishayrim and the shayrim couldn't do the same job, it's yitachin, al derech ha-chinuch is related to the same thing. That even within the world of Levim, there's the Mishayrim and there's the Mishayrim. If that's the case, it's Mistaber that two things that happen at the same time, that's already a Bechin of Kederi Debei Shutfi. But over here, Sedna Ragachav, what are you worried about? The Mishayrim are working during the day. They're working at night. It's two different times. Being that it's two different times, in this case, you don't have to worry. But just to end today's daf with one brisk ha'ara. So again, the Ragachav Goyim asked, he asked the Kasha based on the idea that when the Mishnah says that the Levim were from the Shoyrim, that was part of their role as being Shoyarim. And being that it was part of their role as being Shoyrim, so L'chura, if you were going to be from the Shoyrim, it would be Osir to be from the Mishayrim. Hence the question. How can Moshe Rabbeinu have been from the Mishayrim and Moshe Rabbeinu have been from the Shoyrim? I want to read to you the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis. So the Rambam begins Perek Gimel in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash with the Levim. The topic is Shevet Levi. Zera Levi kulay muvdol la'avodas hamikdash. Shenemar ba'esa hi hivdol Hashem as Shevet Levi. Says the Rambam, I'm skipping now to Halacha Beis. Avodas shalahem hi. What's the job of the Levi? Sheyiu shoymrim es mikdash. Their job is to be shoymrim. The Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, B'chof Aleph B'koymois, Halevim Shoyrim. And then the Rambam says, V'yiyu mehem shoyarim, L'ftoyach shari ha-mikdash u'lahagiv t'los. From those Levim, some were divided. Their job was to be shoyarim. V'yiyu mehem b'shoyarim, L'shoyar al-akarbim, B'chol yoyim, Shenemar, V'chulu, V'chulu. Again, the Rambam says like this. The tachlis of Shevet Levi is Zera Levi Kuloi Muvdol Avodas HaMikdash. Shenemar Be'esahi Hivdol Hashem as Shevet HaLevi. Avodas HaMikdash. What's their Avoda? Avoda Shalem Hi Shiyu Shoymrim as HaMikdash. And the Rambam says, V'yiu Mehen Shoyarim L'Ftoyach Shari HaMikdash L'Agav Tal Soysov. V'yiu Mehen Meshoyarim L'Shoyar Al-Karmim B'chol Yoyim. I think it's Mavur very, very much in this Rambam. That the Rambam says that really all Levim had the job to be Shoyarim. Avoida shalahem hi shiyu shoymrim es hamikdash. That's clear. That's across the board. Now, v'yiu mehem. Now the Rambam starts subdividing the Levim. And he puts them into two groups. What are the two groups? There are those that were shoyarim. In other words, l'ftoyach shari hamikdash u'lahogiv tal soysof. V'yiu mehem l'shoyarim l'shoyar ala karbon b'chol yoyim. But l'chayr in the Rambam, it's mashma that to be a shoymer was not one of the responsibilities of the shoyarim. All the Levim were shoymrim. What would it mean to be a shayer? V'yumen shayerim, in other words, l'ftayach shari ha-mikdash u'lahogif tal soysa. V'yumen shayerim. L'shayer al-karbim b'chol yoyim. The Rambam didn't say that all of them have a job in the Beis HaMikdash. Mehen shayerim shiyu shayerim es ha-mikdash v'lftayach shari ha-mikdash u'lahogif tal soysa. No. Avoyda shalem hiya shiyu shayerim es ha-mikdash. And then he says, v'yumen, from which? From the Levim that will hovdo lavi des hamikdash, from the Levim whose job it is to be shomer es hamikdash, within that which encompasses all the Levim, now some of them will be shayerim and some of them will be mishayerim. In other words, the toughness panech's kasha was predicated on the idea that it's fair to assume that the Levim that was stationed by the gates to protect it, they were probably the shayerim. We know the Levim that were mishayerim, they were shayerim. Where does the Mishnah Masechtas Midas fall in? Oh, probably these are shayerim, and that's for sure the pashav shah. And based on that hanocha, how come Moshe Rabbeinu have been from the Shoyrim, and at the same time have been from the Meshoyrim? But the Rambam's not mashma that way. But the Rambam, it's mashma that the fact that the Levim was Shoyrim had nothing to do with that job of being Shoyrim. Meaning, this idea that the Levim, the Chof Al Makoynes, were Shoyrim, this is the goes into the kishkes of the first sugya here in the Sechtes Tamid. Is this part of the role of the Levi as being Shoyrim? The Rambam, it's mashma not that way. And the Rambam, it's mashma that all the Levim had the ability to be Shoyrim. And even though it was at the gate, and it seems to fit very neatly into the title, Shoyrim, it's nothing to do with being Shoyrim. Shoyrim was opening and closing the gates. The Levim that were watching the gates had nothing to do with being Shoyrim. And if that's the case, it would have nothing to do with this halacha that the Shoyrim are not allowed to be Shoyrim.